Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining my podcast today. I actually think I should have spoken about this topic earlier, and I think this is a topic that I think more podcasters and more individuals in the mental health space and mindfulness space and, you know, overall, self-help space should be talking about more. And that is the fact that you can become addicted to being productive or feeling the need to be productive. And I think it goes against what we in the industry are trying to do. I want to start out by saying that by all means, I want to see my viewers or listeners as well as myself become more productive. That's a number one goal for me. But I think it's really important to remember that everything in the extreme is unhealthy and can be dangerous. I think when we talk about productivity, more productivity is good, but too much productivity can also be bad. And it's not just being too productive that is bad, but it's also the fact that if we get too addicted to being productive, or we confuse what being productive is versus not being productive, it can also be dangerous. And I say this because I suffer from this somewhat addiction, right? And I want to also, preface this by saying that out of any addiction you have, being productive is probably one of the better kind of addictions one can have. And by no means am I saying I'm at a point where it's affecting my day-to-day life significantly, but I can say that it's made a lot of things more stressful and made me sometimes less happy and less positive and more sad and pessimistic and negative. So what is productivity in my opinion? Productivity is working towards something to help you grow or to help you succeed at something you want in life. So for me, making a podcast is quite productive. Working out is productive. Reading is productive. Having a hard working day is productive. Doing something new is productive. To you, it could be something else. It could be, really anything that you believe is productive. And this is all good stuff, right? And again, I want to repeat that I want you to be more productive and I want myself to be productive. But there's a level of productivity where it gets a little bit dangerous. And that level is when you feel bad or you feel like you're doing something wrong when you're not busy or doing something productive. So last weekend, for example, I didn't do a podcast. Today, I've kind of relaxed. And I oftentimes get mad at myself either at the end of the day or even during the day if I don't do something. If I don't work out, if I don't read, if I don't meditate, if I don't do something for my blog, my podcast, my videos or whatnot, I don't feel like I'm doing something right. I feel like I'm actually doing something wrong. And I actually get upset with myself. I say, why am I just sitting around? Why am I lazy? Why am I this? Why am I that? And it actually brings me down. It says, I'm not successful in life. I'm not doing the right things. I'm wasting my time. And that kind of talk can really hurt you long term. And I think earlier today I was having that episode where I was, thinking in my head, I'm not doing things. I'm just sitting on my phone. I'm watching TV. I'm not, working out enough. I'm not doing this. And then I said to myself, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. I did work out for an hour. I did make a video. I did read for a little bit. I am making a podcast. I am being productive. Yet I feel like I'm not doing enough, right? And that's an important thing that I think I've spoken about several times is what do we consider enough, right? Is an hour in the gym enough? Is reading 20 minutes enough, right? And I think if you don't set standards on what's enough to you to grow and be productive, you're always going to be lost. So for me, I've always tried to limit like an hour to 2 hours of a workout a day. That's it. I am addicted to it because I love going to the gym in a good way. But if I go over that, it's going to hurt my body. That's the same thing with reading. If I'm doing too much of it, then it's not fun for me anymore. So I do it when I want to do it. Same with this podcast. I've said this several times. I do this podcast when I feel like I can do this podcast. Not that I need to do this podcast, right? I want to be consistent. I want to be successful at this, and that's why I'm continuing to do it. But I'm not forcing myself if it's not there. So that's stuff that helps me balance. But I do struggle with this still. I do struggle, again, with the addiction of needing to be productive and feeling bad if I'm not productive. And I think a lot of people who are high achievers out there who I think are listening to this struggle with that as well, right? That, you know, if they're not going to the gym, you know, every single day, or they're not doing something to help them grow, then they're doing something wrong. And I'll let you know that that's a huge plus, a green flag for a trait that someone who's going to be successful and who's going to live a good life will have. But what I really want to make clear is I don't want myself nor anyone listening to this podcast to get too far where it starts hurting you, right? Eating healthy is great. Working out is great. But if you're doing it 100% of the time, you're not going to be enjoying a lot of the good things in life, which is, you know, maybe taking a break and just resting, maybe eating something unhealthy here and there. And that's something that I've tried to incorporate more and more in my life, and it's made my life much better, because what I've basically done is I've basically taken the good stuff I've already had and added some small good stuff and made great stuff, right? So I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, and I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't be productive and stop what you're doing. But what I am here to tell you is that I would definitely not go too deep in the productivity world, because it can get very addictive and you can become very obsessive. Like, I see myself always going to podcasters and books about productivity. How can I do this? How can I do this? You know, how can I finish X, Y, and Z in a shorter manner? How can I learn this? And that's all great, but it's like an obsession. It's like whenever I see this, I see so much of it that I feel like it's like almost overboard, right? Like too much of anything, even water can be dangerous for you. So I think for me, one of the things that I've tried to do is actually listen to less self-help books and less podcasts, self-help podcasts, and kind of just, you know, focus on what's going to make me happy and going to help me grow in the long term, not necessarily too much productivity and too much growth immediately, right? Because I do feel overwhelmed sometimes. I do feel I overwhelm myself with that kind of stuff. And again, when I don't feel good about myself because I didn't do X, Y, and Z, or I didn't do what I thought I expected I could do that day, then I feel bad and then I get negative, and it's actually going against my goal, which is to be positive, right? Most people do have, you know, read self-help books and become more productive because they want to be happy, right? We want to be productive at our work because we want to make money and be happy. And we want to, you know, be productive in our exercise because we want to be happy and look good, right? And be healthy. But if we're doing too much of it and that productivity is actually hurting us, then we're actually going to be, you know, less happy and not feel good about it. So I think it's such an interesting thing that I am starting to realize, and I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about as well, is that, you know, all this stuff that I talk about is great, and all the stuff I read is great, and all the things that you're doing, you know, based on what I believe you may be doing because you're listening to this podcast, is great. But I want you to understand that it's not everything, and you don't always have to be productive, right? If you watch a TV show for 30 minutes, if you have a day that you don't work out, if you have a day that you don't do anything, you know, quote unquote productive, you're not a bad person and you're not going to fail in life, right? And I think that's something that I need to remind myself sometimes as well, because it's even at work. Like, if I don't have an amazing week at work, I look back at it and I'm like, you know, what was the point of that? Like, I wasted time. I why did I fail at something? You know, why did I not try harder and stuff like that? But it's such an unhealthy thing to do, because you're living one life and every single moment is a blessing. And every single moment should be really cherished, and we should be really happy and as much as we can. And feeling like you're not good enough because you don't have a, you know, quote unquote, again, quote unquote, productive day is just wasting time and wasting your life. And I don't want you, or I don't want myself, to do that. So again, I can go on hours and hours about this topic, but I think the key points here is to remember is that be productive, have goals, grow yourself, you know, you know, whatever that may be, going to the gym, reading, working hard at work, trying to grow your career, you know, your networking, your knowledge, and whatever you want to do, right? I'm using a lot of examples that I use because, you know, I'm talking from my perspective. But again, don't feel bad when you have a quote-unquote off day, when you're not doing everything productively or you're not doing everything for an ends, right? Like, we don't, like, what you, like, actions don't always have to have an end, right? Like, you don't always have to have a goal with an action. Like, you can watch TV and just enjoy the TV show. And that's really what life is about, right? Like, enjoyment. Like, you're trying to enjoy life as much as you can. And listen, reading and making this podcast and working out is very enjoyable for me. But I keep it that way. I try to keep it that way. And I want you to try to keep those things, you know, that way as well. Like, find things that are productive but also enjoyable, because, you know, then you can, you know, enjoy the things that you're doing while being productive. And then also, like, when you may not do it, like, perfectly, you're still enjoying it. So, again, I think a lot of us are really hard on ourselves, especially myself. Like, I've realized that I've become really a person who is hard on myself in certain ways, and I think it's made me successful. It's made me who I am and have the achievements that I have personally, and which I'm very proud of myself. I don't need everyone else to be proud of me, but I'm proud of myself. But I think also it gets to a point where it's sometimes too much, right? It's like, you didn't have a bad day if you just worked out and did and watched TV all day. You worked out, you did something, right? So again, like, look at the big picture, look at long term. And I think, again, one of the biggest things, and I say again because I've said this in a lot of other podcasts, is don't necessarily look at yourself day to day. Look at yourself month to month, year to year, 5 years to 5 years, decade to decade, and so on. Like, where are you now versus where were you, and where can you go in that amount of time? Like, don't look at yourself day to day. And cherish every moment, right? Like, so you weren't as productive today. That's totally fine. But most of the time, for me at least, I'm more productive than I think I am. Like, when I tell my friends what I do, you know, what my schedule is on a Saturday or Sunday, they're like, wow, like, that's actually really productive. And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't actually a very productive day for me. I wish I could do X, Y, and Z. So what productivity to me is completely different to another person, and that person is different to another person. So, you know, look through your perspective, choose your perspective, but realize also that, like you need that time to decompress, right? I take naps, I watch TV, I relax, because, you know, you need that fuel to fuel those other things that may be coming up. So take the time to rest, take the time to think. Don't always be at, like, in action mode, sometimes just be in calm mode, and just take life as it comes. But again, I don't want to make it seem that you should slow down. You know, put the pedal on the metal, right? Like keep on driving, keep on moving, like, keep on doing what you're doing. But I don't also want you to drive and crash, in the sense that I don't want you to go too fast and too far, too quickly. So again, you know, think of yourself as a car. Car needs brakes. Car needs refueling. You don't want to brake too much, but you do want those times to brake to refurbish yourself and to, you know, be able to go more and more and more. So again, I think the point is, don't burn out. That's something. And don't feel bad if you didn't have a quote-unquote off day. But again, I appreciate you listening to this. I hope I was kind of clear. I know sometimes I ramble. But again, productivity is great. Continue going. But don't let it be everything. And don't, you know, go to the extreme. Try to be as moderate as possible in life and just in general. So I appreciate you listening to my podcast. And we'll talk soon.